You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, May 16th. From Oregon to Virginia, multiple churches and pro-life organizations have been set on fire, looted, and vandalized since Politico's report of a leaked draft opinion by the Supreme Court that would overturn Roe v. Wade. Oregon Right to Life announced Monday that their organization was attacked, saying an individual used incendiary devices, one of which exploded and caught the building on fire. The office was vacant at the time. Fire and police departments were quick to respond. Churches in Texas, Virginia, Michigan, and Colorado were attacked, with vandals breaking windows, statues, and spray-painting property, including at St. Joseph's Priory in Armada, Michigan, where graffiti included statements such as FAG Republicans Dead, the number 666, and other obscenities painted on sidewalks, doors, and exterior walls. Pro-life groups in Virginia, Wisconsin, and Texas suffered similar fire and graffiti damage, including Concerned Women for America in Alexandria, Virginia, which obtained security video footage showing a perpetrator repeatedly flipping off the security camera and urinating on the doors and windows of the facility, in addition to ripping the intercom system and security camera from the wall. Unsealed court documents have revealed Jill Dillard reportedly described her father, Jim Bob Duggar, as controlling and verbally abusive. The popular Duggar sister said that her relationship with the patriarch of the 19 Kids and Counting clan is pretty toxic. Dillard's comments were disclosed in court documents this week with her deposition. The findings were reported by The Sun. The Christian Post reached out to the Duggar family for comment. A response is pending. Karine Jean-Pierre has been announced as the new White House press secretary, replacing departing Jen Psaki. Jean-Pierre's installment marks the second White House press secretary to serve under President Joe Biden and the seventh woman press secretary overall. In making the announcement last week, Biden said she possesses the experience, talent, and integrity needed for this difficult job. Her resume includes work for the liberal advocacy group MoveOn.org, the ACLU's Reproductive Freedom Initiative, and the Center for Community and Corporate Ethics. Jean-Pierre, who is also the first LGBT White House press secretary, was raised Catholic. A joint study from Public Religion Research Institute and Interfaith America has revealed that white evangelical and Hispanic Protestants are the least likely to embrace religious diversity. The study, which utilized data compiled by PRRI as part of the 2021 American Values Atlas and its 2021 American Values Survey, included data from more than 2,500 respondents across all 50 states, with 70% saying they are proud to be part of a nation that is becoming more religiously diverse. Among Black Protestants, that figure dropped to 66%, followed by white evangelical Protestants, 53%, and Hispanic Protestants, 41%. The survey also showed the number of American Christians of color jumped from nearly 15% in 1990 to 25% in 2021. Actress Candace Cameron Bure took to Instagram on Wednesday to share that she believes she and her family were targeted by the spirit of the devil after days of family members, including herself, being irritable towards each other. Once she recognized the spirit of irritability, she says she realized the enemy was on the attack. "He's real and he's at work, but the devil has no control or authority in my home," she asserted, saying she declared, "Jesus has all authority, all power in my home, and reigns in my home." Bure ended her video by encouraging others to keep their spiritual eyes open, saying, "Let's not forget what's going on in the world around us." You can watch her Instagram story at the link in the podcast description. World-renowned clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson cited biblical accounts and spiritual metaphors in his commencement speech to graduates of Hillsdale College in Michigan, encouraging students to maintain faith as they encounter temptation during this critical period of their lives. In the speech, which took place on May 7, the Canadian author and professor warned students they are at a crossroads in life, where people encounter the devil and must examine their consciences. He noted that the students were no longer the people they were 4 years ago, and they have the opportunity now to be the next iteration of themselves that they can be. He said, quote, "And then you might ask, well, why do you meet the devil at the crossroads? And the answer is, most fundamentally, because when you come to a place in your life where you have to make a choice, as the choices that lay themselves out now in front of you are weighty, you aim up or down, and there's always an agent of temptation at every choice point enticing you to aim down," the psychologist explained. Pastors should be using their time in the pulpit to preach about Jesus, not pontificating about the latest comments made by talking heads on Fox News or MSNBC. said Pastor H.B. Charles Jr., citing Colossians 1:28. Charles, who pastors Shiloh Metropolitan Baptist Church in Florida, preached a sermon at the Together for the Gospel conference held on April 19 through 21 in Louisville, Kentucky. Charles says, quote, "The Bible is about Jesus, and our preaching should be about Jesus. We don't need talking heads in the pulpit giving us their takes on whatever the news of the week is from Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. When we get together on the Lord's Day, we need news from another network." We hope you enjoyed listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.